Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy. Get your motor
running. Fender Bender on Joy 94.9. Revving up the weekends with news and views on all things motoring.
Yes, welcome one and all to another edition of Fender Bender on Joy 94.9. My name is Tim Nicholson and I am here with a couple of gentlemen for the next hour to talk about cars with you and hopefully hear from you if you are interested in letting us know your thoughts. We would love to hear from you. Big thanks, of course, to Joe and Mark for the Escape Pod. They will be back next week. And a big welcome in the studio to two boys who are really men, but sometimes boys.
Well, it's going a bit far.
A little bit. Mike Costello, Dan Gardner, welcome.
Hello.
How are we?
How you going? Well, I can only speak for myself. And pretty good, actually. Tim, yes.
Why is that? You're looking already looking tan.
I was thinking that.
Oh!
It's the Austrian in him. I don't know what his name is. There's some Austrian in him somewhere.
Jens?
No, that's Tim. Yes, my campaign to turn an absolutely revolting colour has begun already. And and I'm pleased to say it's going rather well so far.
But it's not even
he
a
needs
day.
He needs one of those tacky seashell necklaces because he's got that overly tanned look going on.
No, I'm
going
to have one of those awful sort of
frosted
limp
tips.
No, like one of those rude, loose, cotton, almost see-through beach shirts.
Yes.
Oh, you know those? Aren't they revolting?
If you ever wear one of those, I will cut your face off. I'm not kidding. That is hideous.
Yeah, they're awful.
You do not mess with Tim's fashion sense.
I can't help it. Look, I live on
the beach. Mine's bad, but that's bad.
I can't help it. I live on the beach now. I have certain things I have to conform to. And, you know, one of those is vile beach wear. Mm.
Well,
or just nothing.
That shirt's doing well. I'm kidding. I like a shirt. It is
no,
very nice.
Too late. Can't redeem yourself from that.
A man wearing a hot pink button-up shirt has to expect something.
It's not hot pink.
It's pretty hot pink.
It's not. I was worried I might look a little bit like a Duna cover, but it's... But I think I'm just
actually
about getting away with it.
There is
now that you mention it.
Yeah. I've seen one of those in IKEA. Right, but it's good. I like it.
I was going to say, how are you, Tim? But I don't think I will now.
No.
Because I don't care.
I'm wearing a $7 flannel. I can't really judge
anybody. That's true. You do like a flannel. Isn't it too hot for a flannel today?
No, I think it's all right.
You're
borderline.
Right. Yeah.
Borderline.
Yeah. Got to wrap up because we're going for the Joy party after this, aren't we?
Well, this is true. And I'm glad I didn't wear shorts. Let's just say that.
Okay. All volunteers.
It could get cold.
Oh, dear. You want to sit down on one of those ice seats?
Is there a thing?
I don't know.
Goodness me. Now, boys, it has been a big week. It's going to be a big end of the year, and we have not even touched on our Fender Bender race.
Speaking of touched
Sorry,
on, you just
touched on.
No, no, you just glanced the microphone with your nose when you nodded.
Yeah. That is very bulbous. No, we haven't really discussed the Fender Bender's raddest car of the year. Everyone's coming out with their car of the year. All of the publications, we've seen them all. We've disagreed on some of them. It's our turn.
Yeah, but you saved the best for last, Tim.
That's true.
I mean, all those other publications can just get theirs out the way.
Yeah.
They're all
the
waiting
one the
on
public
us.
Are waiting for. All the car companies are waiting for is Fender Bender's third annual Raddest Car.
I know.
We all know this.
And we are so prestigious. We don't even have an actual award to give out.
No.
We just might tweet the car company and let them know, and they will ignore it.
I think they're already in the process of getting ready to make 1 million stickers to put on the back of all their cars.
Yep.
Next to the stick figure family,
yep,
there'll be a little joy symbol saying Raddest Car.
God.
I can see it already.
That
I
is the it. Ultimate in recognition. Fender Bender's
Raddest
Car.
I think the couple who invented the stick figures, actually, incidentally, are from Brisbane.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and they made like $1 billion.
Wow, so I'd sure can like to meet them.
Yeah, same. God almighty.
Because you see them in America everywhere.
Oh,
everywhere
okay.
in America.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, they must be.
Wouldn't it be funny
well.
If you met them and they actually did look like that? They were actually stick figures.
And like, we just did life-size pictures
and
of our family.
That's right. They were just self-portraits.
Yeah.
It's funny because I've seen this a couple of times now where it's been a stick figure and it's just like one person. And I either think you're being awesome and strong and like, I'm single, I'm me, that's all I need. Or it's a bit sad.
It's a cry for help.
Is it like, I'm single, pick me up?
Maybe. If this could be like the new online dating's in vogue now, but let's bring it back to face to face. Stick figure on card dating. Just a single one on the back, and then you know.
And you then do you put it in a different colour to determine what you're into?
Yeah, like
a hanky in
intricate
your back pocket.
Code.
Like, or you could have like a little pink male sticker if you're a single gay man, or a little white one if you're a straight man. You could have, you could give like colour coding.
I think you'd have to. I support this 100%.
I think it could work.
And I'd love to hear from the listeners out there. Do you hate them as much as we do? 0427JOY949 is the number to text in or email on air@joy.org.au. Do you hate stick figure what is it? Stick figure families? Is that what they're called?
I don't know.
On the back of cars. If you don't hate them, don't bother texting in. I'm kidding. Look, we've got a lot to get through, guys. We are going to talk about the Fender Bender Radis Car of the Year. A couple of categories we've got coming up. Plain Jane, so something that's a bit dull. And there was another one that I can't remember for the life of me. Most Improved, which I think is one of my favourite categories because I like, you know, seeing the development of a particular brand or a particular model.
Yeah, so for those of you who haven't heard a Radis Car thing before, we have several categories and over the next few weeks we'll progressively talk about two categories each week. This week the other two, Plain Jane, what new car released this year, and it has to have been released in this model year. We can't use old cars, unfortunately, otherwise the field would be too big. There's so many Plain Jane cars out there.
This is the thing.
So put your thinking caps on, think of all the cars that have come out this year, what's the most bland and boring, and what's the one that's most improved over its predecessor? We want to get your feedback on it.
Yeah, we want suggestions. We've come up with a few ourselves, but
I mean, we're not going to listen to them, obviously.
No.
Well, I might.
Well, no, it's time for us to ram our opinions down other people's throats, like everyone else has been doing in the last 2 weeks.
Ram your what down other people's throats, Tim?
Excuse me. So onair@joy.org.au. Let us know those two categories.
Absolutely.
Help us out here.
We'll go through our opinions a little bit later, but first up, a bit of news, guys. Now, the biggest story of the week, and somebody in this room saw it live, unfold live, very late on Thursday.
Something unfold live late on Thursday. Wow, where's this going to?
In Thailand, and at a show. No, look, it's a huge car. It's coming here. I'm talking about the Mustang.
Yes, I attended a rather interesting reveal during the week. Ford flew me up to Sydney for the global reveal of the Mustang. Muscle car, the sixth generation legendary Mustang muscle car. Unlike all other Mustangs of years of yore, this one was designed for the world, not just America. In the past, you know, people have imported a few off their own bat, but it's always been an American car. Ford say, no, now we're going to make it a global one. So they staged a simultaneous global reveal in six cities around the world, Sydney being one of them, and it was very weird. They had Stonefield playing live, they had Shane Jacobson hosting, they had a bunch of stand-up, a giant old wharf rented out, a lot of glitz and glamour. And because it was coinciding live with America, it was at midnight, which was very strange.
But not ideal, guys. You would have been a bit tired by then.
But then the smoke cleared. Well, I didn't have to because we'd already seen the pictures in advance. But
was there a problem with the car? What was the smoke? I mean, was like
well, you know, these early
short
prototypes.
Circuit or something. Yeah.
These early
yeah,
prototypes. It was interesting. They wheeled out the convertible. Of course, there'll be a fast-take.
They wheeled it out because it wasn't running because of the smoke, presumably.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly right, which wasn't a good... It was an inauspicious beginning. Mm. No, it did run. It did drive out on its own. I will make that said. And the most interesting thing about it is there will be a four-cylinder option.
In a Mustang?
Yeah.
You lost your mind.
Well, of course, there'll be a 5-litre V8, obviously. I mean, what's a Mustang without a
V8? Yeah.
But old Mustangs, unlike old Mustangs, this one has a complicated independent rear suspension system, so they're no longer sitting in the 1960s like they have been. They've caught up with the rest to the world finally, and it's got an option of a 2.3-litre turbo four-cylinder, which has a ridiculous amount of power, as modern turbos do. The issue won't be, will the car be fast? Because it will be. The issue is a Mustang really a Mustang with only a four-cylinder? And that one is less clear.
And the other issue is, you know, will you be able to drive this one without saying to the general public what all the other incarnations say, and that is, I've got a tiny penis.
Really?
Is that what come on, Mustang drivers, come on!
Do they? Well, I mean, I thought it would have been something more like
I
a massive...
I have three Mustangs!
No. Well, look, I mean, in America, the issue is you see them everywhere. They're like rental cars.
Yeah.
They're just every second car. And in a way, it's coming here to... Because the Falcon's going to die, and they need a hot V8 performance car at the top of the range. That's what the Mustang's going to do. It's going to serve that purpose, they think. But it's weird because we don't have many muscle cars sold here anymore, aside from the locally made ones. So no one quite knows how it's going to go, what it's going to cost even, because it's not going to be here till 2015.
And that's the other... There's two things there. One, it's now a global car. That's what Ford are doing, and that's why they're putting this turbo engine in it, because they can't just keep making it or even designing it in the way that they've been designing it, because they're very American. So now it looks... Like, the front looks... It's got those kind of Ford lights. Like, it's very Ford kind of at the face. And then the back, really kind of traditional Mustang. So, I mean, they have to kind of de-Americanize this car if they want it to succeed in Europe, I guess.
Yeah. And look, it's not going to be in Australia till 2015. It's not even going to be in America till next year.
Yeah.
So it's a while away yet. But look, if you're a Mustang fan, you'll finally be able to buy one in a Ford dealer rather than through some third party.
Is anyone speculating how much they think it'll go for in this country?
Look, I would suspect it'll be the four-cylinder will be in the 40s somewhere.
Oh, really?
I think. Yeah.
I would really?
Think. I'd be surprised if it wasn't. I mean, it's not... You got to remember what the Mustang is. In America, again, to keep bringing it up, but that's his homeland. Mm. It's dirt cheap. It is a everyman's performance car. Yeah. That's what it's always been about.
Yeah, but come
there's
on.
No,
we,
there's
we
no
know
point
that just,
bringing...
Just because a car's cheap in America definitely doesn't mean it's going to be cheap
no,
here.
No, but...
Because that's
in,
always the
in,
opposite of what
you
happens.
Compare it, relatively speaking... to other cars in America that are sold here, and it's dirt cheap. Dirt cheap.
Yeah.
And there's no point bringing a Mustang here for 120 grand. The only reason they cost so much now is because they're third-party people who have to, you know, do all other expensive things to it.
Third-party people? Sounds a bit like me on the weekend. Not just one or two parties, I am the three-party person.
You are. Now, really quickly, though, on that, I'm getting a bit sick of Ford showing cars a year and a half, 2 years out from their launch.
They're really good at doing that, aren't they?
What the hell? What's the thing? The Mondeo? We saw that about 25 years ago. Still not here. It's not coming to next.
And don't forget the Everest SUV that was designed in Australia, and that's taken 2 years to get here.
What the what? I think they just need to reel it in and just... I don't know what they should be doing, but...
And the Everest is moving at approximately the same speed as the real Everest.
Exactly.
It's interesting, because in the car world, I mean, we see a new model overseas, and it premieres in Europe or Asia, wherever it's built, and then it comes to Australia about 6 months to a year afterwards.
Yep.
So generally speaking, you see a car previewed internationally, it's here within a year. Ford have this really strange habit of showing a car and then not even bringing it out anywhere for 2 years.
Mm.
What, and by then, the world's moved on.
Yep.
You know, so it's, I don't know what they're doing, and it's a little bit strange.
I know, I agree. I don't like it, and I won't be a party to it. Now,
outrageous.
It is outrageous. This is Fender Bender on Joy 94.9. We've got heaps more coming up, so stick around. You are listening to Fender Bender on Joy 94.9. Tim, Mike and Dan here with you on this glorious Saturday afternoon, ready to send Dan out into the wilds to get more brown, I guess.
Oh, right, yeah, I wonder where you're going to go with that. Yeah, well, it is a bit... The day is too good to be sitting in a studio making excellent radio, really, isn't
well,
it?
Well, but we have to, because we have a responsibility to be excellent at all.
Well, I hope people appreciate, you know, the sacrifices we're making to bring you one of the best motoring shows on the face of the planet.
That's it. Now, guys, we've had some feedback on the...
Oh, good, so people clearly do appreciate it.
This
good.
Is it.
All right,
this
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, we were talking about the stick figure families before. We're a bit of... We basically hate it. I think that's the Fender Bender way. We hate a lot of things, and that's one thing we hate. Somebody has texted in, I think Lee has texted in, two stick dads and two stick kids on the back window. Modern approach to the traditional flag.
Oh, that's nice.
Very sweet.
That's very good.
Yeah.
See, that's I like this kind of thing. Well, you know, I was thinking, we were talking about it earlier. What about a sticker that just says, come and help me make my stick family?
Well, that is out there, isn't it? That's just saying what you want, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
It's forward speak.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
figures yet, but, you know, maybe you can help me out a couple on there, I feel like.
Well, it's kind of that. This is the new version of the modern version, rather, of bumper stickers from the... I remember my favourite one, which I think I've spoken about on the show before, which is, I love every bone in your body, especially mine.
Hello.
Which
yes.
is gold. That was on a panel van in Hamilton where I
of course
grew up.
It was on a panel van.
Yeah. In Hamilton, too. It was perfect.
With fluffy dice hanging. Exactly. From the rearview mirror. We've had one from Fiona from Brunswick who says, I saw one with a person, seven cats next to it. Yeah.
Oh, what? Dear.
Good call.
Oh.
That was the proper cat woman.
I mean, look, she's a self-aware cat woman. This
wow.
lady who, whoever this lady is who has the stickers, is yeah. a self-aware cat lady.
Look, there's nothing wrong with that.
No?
I like the idea of, and I've heard a couple of instances of this where you can go and sort of hijack people's stick figure stickers.
They're going to say hijack their cats for a second.
No, that is completely irresponsible. I don't recommend that in any shape or form. No, going up to really sort of sparkly, sugary, annoying displays of families on the back and adding a couple of figures in of your own.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've heard this. You can add in like the mistress.
Yes.
That's amazing.
That's like guerrilla sticker warfare.
Yeah. You can add in, you know, maybe a few little props and just, you know, delight in the fact that it might take at least a couple of weeks for the family to realise the new addition is there.
That's amazing.
Mum's Toyota Kluger has suddenly got a whole lot dirtier.
Exactly.
There you go. And we don't just mean it says clean me on the back window and dust.
That's true.
But also that.
Boys, bit of other news this week. A few things happening around the globe. Now, the 400th Bugatti Veyron has sold 400 of those suckers.
Bloody hell, have they got 400 of those out there already?
400 English footballers, I would imagine.
Basically. Now, it's sold for... Can you guess? Just have a guess how much it sold for.
Which one was it? 400th. Was it the special version? One? Was it the Super Sport?
I can't remember.
Okay.
It'd be like 2 million euros, wouldn't it? Somewhere like
no,
that.
No, more. 5.
You're an idiot. 2.13 million euros.
Holy shit. Okay. I was like really close.
You were.
What a good stab in the dark.
You've
that
done
was.
One. So there's 50 of those to go. So, guys, if we pull our resources,
we can afford a wheel on one. Yes,
I don't think so, even that.
God, what do you have to sell?
My. Oh, it's going to be quite rude then.
Okay. We all know where you were going. It was implied. That's all right.
Dear me. No, so, I mean, that's exciting. But that thing's been around for quite a while. And,
yeah.
And, you know, I guess
it changed the face of motoring. It's gonna,
yeah, it's old
last,
now.
Well, no, but it's
rubbish.
It's the last time a car company has really come out and said, we're going to lose money on every car we sell. But we just want to show how cool we can be. Yeah. And that was Volkswagen with the Bugatti Veyron.
Are they going to do anything machine. Beyond this?
Look, it's pretty hard if you're a bean counter to justify developing a car that's going to lose you millions and millions and millions of euros just to show that you can.
Yep.
So I don't know. It's really hard to say.
Well,
the Pagani Huayra.
You could argue that it's worked a treat. You know, that, I mean, look how well Volkswagen sell around the world now. You could argue that people associate that brand with the Bugatti Veyron.
From the top down.
The halo effect, as they call it.
Yeah.
Exactly right. So
I'll
you could,
sing the Beyonce song.
So they might be saying, on the face of it, we're losing money on this, but on a grander scheme of things, it might actually be working a treat. So I don't think this is the last time we see someone do that at all. Hmm. I think this is probably setting a precedent for others
look,
to follow
suit.
Look,
if the Germans can do it, we all know the Italians are itching to follow suit.
The Italians are itching?
Maybe.
Oh, dear, you haven't come over all Berlusconi, right? Have you? Oh, dear.
Come through my bunga bunga.
Oh, dear.
Now, some other news, guys, this week. Who hates the Honda Insight?
We can't start a segment like that.
I know, it's awful, isn't it? Look,
the Honda Insight is the Diet Coke of Toyota Prius.
Yep.
As in, it's a lightweight version of a Toyota
really
Prius.
Is.
It's not a great car. Honda have sort of turned a corner with some of the latest cars. Yeah. The Insight's from the dark days of Honda, where they made dour, dreary cars, and this is probably the ultimate exemplar of that.
Yeah.
But what's happening with it?
Well, there is talk that it will be no longer for this world when this generation is up in a couple of years' time.
Honda have had the insight to know that the insight needs to go.
It's time to go. Well, because
the death of Mandela seems really insignificant.
I know, right? Well, look, I mean, they've got a bunch of other hybrid cars. We've got the Accord, they've got the Civic. They'll probably expand that beyond that, I would imagine, into just their normal kind of cars. Do they really need a dedicated hybrid car that looks like a dedicated hybrid car?
The interesting thing about this is, I mean, the whole thinking with hybrids early was like the Prius as well. If people were going to be talked into buying a hybrid, it had to be overtly hybrid looking so they could be seen to be green. But now maybe the thinking is that people are past that and they want something that just blends into the crowd. This is an everyman's car because hybrids are more common.
Yeah.
And so maybe those standalone, really weird, compromise looking cars are going to go the way of the Dodo. And then that makes you wonder, well, what's Toyota going to do with the Prius? Because that's cut from the same cloth. They've got a lot of hybrid versions of regular cars now.
Yeah.
So will they continue with the Prius? Who knows?
That's interesting. Well, I reckon they would because the brand is so strong, but maybe they'll tone down the design or change the design so it is a little bit more normal car-like.
Rather than a teardrop.
Yeah.
I think the Prius has served its purpose, you know?
Yeah.
It was that first car that really showed that hybrids could be popular and could work, even if it's not necessarily an inspiring car to drive. It's, in my opinion, if it fell off the face of the planet tomorrow, that wouldn't matter because it's done its thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now,
that's
you know, how many other manufacturers have a hybrid in their fleet? Good on the Prius, I say.
Good on them. Good on the Toyota. So, yeah, we will follow that story and see what happens with the old Insight. Some other news, Saab is back.
Oh,
kind of.
There's one element of this story that I love is the fact that it means the doors have been unlocked on the world's coolest factory. Trollhättan.
It is good, isn't
Saab's
it?
Saab's factory in Sweden is called the Trollhättan factory,
it's
which
the
is
best
the greatest thing ever.
It's pretty ridiculous, actually.
Yeah. I just picture a bunch of tiny trolls with hats making cars.
Well, I thought that's what
Swedish people are?
No, Swedish people are the opposite. Swedish people are like the paragons of looks. They're gorgeous people.
It's a shame they're all depressed.
Are they?
So much snow
there.
It's so hard being beautiful.
Well, you know what? If you buy one of these Saabs, not that you can because you have to be in China or Sweden to buy one, but you actually go and pick it up from Trollhättan and you can do a tour of their facility and they take you
That's
to the museum
expensive
and everything.
Venture, isn't it?
Isn't it?
They fly every Chinese buyer all the way to Sweden just to get their car.
A bit ridiculous.
What do they do? Drive it back via Siberia?
I don't know. It's a bit bonkers. But look, I mean, this car, it's a 9.3. It was released in maybe 2002 initially.
Yeah.
It's now nearly 2014. So, interesting, they're going to start putting electric powertrains in them as of next year, but they're going to make 10 a week. So
all
like
you architects out there who are excited about the return of Saab, just cool your jets, guys. Keep buying BMWs for the time being. But Saab will return here one day.
With an EV, probably.
Mm.
when we get our shiz together as a country and incentivise. Anyway, let's not get on.
We all know that global warming
is right. Did you just say incentivise?
Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Tony.
Oh,
did
dear.
I did
you
say incentivise. I used to work for the government.
Oh, God, you can tell.
Oh, dear. Now, guys, some really exciting news.
Really?
Lindsay Lohan. I love talking about her and I never get to talk about her on this show. So she is going to sue. What's that game? I never said Game of Thrones. Grand Theft Auto. So you boys know this game. You're nerds, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah?
Totally.
So I've never played it. Don't really understand it.
Sure.
That's fine.
That's all right.
Promise
right.
I haven't.
We don't judge here.
Whatever. Idiot.
Why is Ms. Lohan suing her?
Well, apparently they have used her likeness in the latest Grand Theft Auto, and it's the company is Rockstar Games.
But hang on, isn't she one of those girls who's just all about publicity at any cost?
And I think so, but I think even by the fact that she is trying to sue them will give her more publicity.
That's a good point.
So, and yeah, there's a character in it who's a starlet who keeps getting chased by paparazzi, and then they somebody, one of the paparazzi who you is you, the player, can film her having sex. And she is not happy about that. And the name is very similar. It's like Lucy Lubu or something like it. They've made it very similar. So Lindsay is not impressed.
So come on then, weigh in on this. What do you think? Good or bad?
Me? Or the listeners?
Oh, whoever happens to be listening. If we have any listeners today, then yeah, let us know what you think. That'd be great. But no, I was actually asking specifically you guys.
Oh, well, look, I think it would be good publicity. I don't think we'll you be should cynical, worry about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but like you said, Lindsay gets more publicity out of suing them because it drags a thing on, doesn't
That's
it?
That's true.
And what has she been in anything lately? Has she made any...
She's in some show, Eastbound and Down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
but that
she
got
did
cancelled.
Like, did it?
Yeah.
Oh, Lindsay's got the touch of
Tim,
death,
this is
she?
Great. I know you're going to walk out of this show today and you're going to be beaming for idiot because this is your dream show. You're talking about cars and gossip.
Cars and stars.
Yes.
Oh my God, there's an idea for a show right there. Oh my God.
Yes.
Right, lost my mind.
Best show ever.
We should move on.
Can I picture it being one of those cheesy Seven Mate shows, you know? Cars and stars.
And it would be on at like 4
like
o'clock C-grade on a Saturday afternoon.
American celebrities with their cars.
Bad news.
Please do not liken us to Seven Mate.
Bad news. Now, guys, one more thing really quickly internationally wise. A Nissan Leaf owner was jailed for stealing 5 cents worth of electricity at a school.
Deservedly so.
Yeah.
What?
They plugged in while they were waiting to pick somebody up from the school, and somebody witnessed them do that, dobbed them into the cops, and they went to jail for 15 hours.
Oh, God, you're joking.
For stealing 5 cents worth of electricity.
I did
Look,
that,
it's
I did
a
that
slippery
all the
slope.
Time.
When it is, isn't it?
When I had the Volt, I did that all the time. It was my favourite thing about driving.
Did you
that
really?
Car. I did. I nicked electricity everywhere. It was brilliant.
It's a slippery slope, Tim. 1 minute you're stealing 5 cents of fuel, the next you're hijacking a country's entire oil pipeline.
Well,
it's a slippery slope, and we need to nip it in the bud now.
Yep.
That is one of my favourite things. It was that and creeping up behind people in car parks was one of my favourite things.
Yes,
about the
Volt. Silent.
Yeah, is that you just park up anywhere. And I said this last time when we were talking about the Volt, is that it's only a matter of time before you can go to Bunnings and buy a lockable plug socket. Because people will start doing it. Now you've got plug-in hybrids. I just put everywhere I pulled up, I'll be having a little sneaky look around. Because you've got the cable in the boot. You just top it up wherever
whack
you go.
It in.
Yeah,
whack your cable in wherever.
I beg your pardon, Tim.
I mean, it is ridiculous, though. But maybe that's the direction it's headed. Maybe
how
more
they,
security.
How did they establish it was 5 cents worth of electricity?
I don't know. They must have done some kind of... I don't know. I'm not sure. I didn't read that far down in the article. but they did determine it was 5 cents. So
that
it must have been very long.
Incredible.
So.
Oh, dear. Well, I'm in trouble then. I've just incriminated myself.
I know
on
exactly.
Air.
Dan's address is Unit 3.
Two coppers out the window right now.
That's it. Now, boys, one more thing.
I think they're cops.
No, that's just that's the village
costume,
people.
Yeah. Fabulous. That's the entertainment for later. Now, we've got some news, local news, guys. Some big news this week. Well, more rumours, really, isn't it? Rumours started by the ABC, no less,
yes.
About Holden's demise in Australia. Again, I mean, there's every second week this is happening, right?
The interesting thing is Tony Abbott coming out. Coming out on radio. On radio. Mm-hmm. Not coming out on radio, but as in coming to speak on radio. Fairfax Radio. And saying that he refuses to give Holden any more money beyond what he's already committed. Mm. And Holden, this is really interesting because Holden made a caveat. They said, if we're going to stick around, we need to get more money than you've already promised us. This is the first time Abbott's come out and said, nah, no more money. Tell us what you're doing now. Give us an idea of whether you're going to stay or whether you're going to go. is really coming to a head. We're going to know very soon if Holden will make cars here beyond 2016 or if it won't. I'm pretty confident they won't.
Yeah, so am I.
But haven't they already committed? Haven't they already said... They said
to 2016. Then they sort of did a loose commitment beyond that.
Oh.
But then they came. They sort of reneged on that in a sense and said, actually, the conditions have changed.
Yeah.
We're going to need more money.
Yeah.
They wouldn't say how much. And it's all been a bit vague and fighty. And now it's all really coming
vague
to a head.
Fighty.
Vague and fighty.
I like that.
You get the sense inside the Liberal Party there's a real split. Yeah. Who want to fund the car business, who don't want to fund the car business, and they're really fighting hard over it. They're leaking things, the ABC is getting the leaks, and away it goes. This is how it happens.
Yep.
And it's looking pretty bad for Holden, unfortunately.
Very sad.
Holden goes, then Toyota will swiftly follow.
That's the thing. And all of the parts makers and all of the subsidiary kind of industries.
And all of the journalists, and we're all out of a job.
50,000 jobs will go.
It's insane.
Which is quite a lot.
And he will lose the election on that, I can guarantee to you.
Well, let's hope he loses the election then.
That's true.
Ooh! There's no political opinion on Fenderbender, Mike.
This is Fenderbender on Joy 94.9. We have got a huge amount coming up, including we're going to talk about Fenderbender's raddest car of the year, so make sure you stick around. You are listening to Fenderbender if you just creeped out by the sexy talk happening here.
From me, sorry, I take full responsibility.
That's it, Dan Sexy Talk Gardner.
Oh, how did you get hold of my nickname?
Oh, I asked everyone I've ever met. And they told me in the end. You are listening to Fender Bender on Joy 94.9. This is a car all about radios. This is a radio show all about cars. So we are just going to dive right in. We were mentioning earlier, it's the end of the year. Every publication in their dog, every blog, anyone gives something a Car of the Year award. And we are the most prestigious. Everyone knows that. Wheels schmeals, basically.
Whatever.
Meals on wheels, more like it. That's terrible, sorry.
Burn.
You know, right. So we are going to announce in a couple of weeks the overall winner of the raddest car of the year. It is, as Mike said earlier, the car, the best, what we think is the best car that's been released since January 1 this year. But up until then, we're going to talk about the nominees for other categories. We've got a bunch of categories. We've got sexiest car, which we might talk about next week, and some other things that I can't see right now. best bargain and overall raddest car. But today, my friends, we are talking about the most improved. The most improved car. So this is a car that had a previous generation up until this year, and then they replaced it with a much better car. It's fairly obvious.
And in some ways, it's the best award, really, because, you know, it shows a car maker who's learning from his mistakes.
Completely.
Improving things it needs to improve.
And I think you might have said earlier as well before the show, the winner of this might have been a Kia Rio or something.
Kia Rio last year.
Okay.
And, I mean, admittedly, Kia had a low base to come from because their last cars were so crap and the new ones are so good.
Yeah.
So for them, it was almost an obvious call. But this year's been a little tougher.
It has been a little tougher. There's quite a few vehicles that have been replaced by much better models. But while we're talking about Kia, we can't ignore the new Cerato, guys.
What a cracking little car that is.
It is a great little car.
Yes.
Is it the best in its field? Probably not. But it's a great car for the money.
However, based on that very car, we've had the new Coupe Turbo, which is an absolutely incredible car, and that's my nominee for the most improved. Is because
Kia Coupe,
over
that's
the
a
last
good call
one
because call. The original Kia Coupe was kind of all show and no go, wasn't it?
Yep.
It was the definition of a hairdresser's car. Looked great. Didn't drive well at all. The new one looks equally good, but it actually goes. And it actually steers properly and stops properly, and they've bothered to put a bit of effort into the performance, which is a massive step up.
It
so
is,
I'd
actually.
Agree. That's a good call. Yep.
Good little car, that.
You are.
Oh, thank you.
What about the Kia Rondo? Kia Rondo, it's a little like seven-seater.
Yeah, again, MPV. Kia, every new generation Kia
is
one of those brands where its old cars were so average that every time it brings a new generation out, they're just bound to be much improved.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if we would have an award for the brand, then they would probably win it every year maybe until just everything's amazing, and then who knows, then maybe some Chinese brands might win it. Who knows? Anyway.
I think that's very unlikely.
Now, there's a big one, guys. I've got a big one here.
Hello.
Thought it was just the way you were sitting, Tim.
I'm going to show it to you. Australia's favourite car. That's not true. Formerly Australia's favourite car, the Holden VF Commodore.
Okay. Yeah.
Big improvement over the VE.
Huge.
Yeah, it basically consolidated those things the old one did well and improved the things that the old one didn't do well.
Mm.
So it still drives as well as the old one. It still looks sharp like the old one.
Mm.
But now it has a cabin that doesn't look like the inside of an old taxi. Which
that's
is
really
crucial,
true, isn't it? Yeah.
You know, and
huge improvement.
It's not technically an entirely new generation. They've kept a lot of the old stuff, but they've made changes where they really needed to.
Yep.
And it's been selling. It's ass off in the last few months.
It's done really
so
well.
So maybe it's working.
And again, that makes it all the more sad if Holden doesn't continue. Yeah, so I think that's a very worthy nominee. But we've got a bunch of worthy nominees, guys. What about? I was going to say the Toyota RAV4, but was the last RAV4 that bad?
No, not really.
Scratch that. Mercedes-Benz A-Class.
Well, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Because the new one's so fundamentally different to the old one.
Yeah.
Is it really fair to...
The old one was like a tall boy kind of sort of crossover practical hatch that Nana's bought. And the new one's a low-slung, sporty, sexy-looking one that young first-time Mercedes buyers buy.
So in that respect...
in a radical different direction.
In that respect, then... It's probably, you could argue it both ways. You could say that's actually, it's nowhere near as good as it used to be. If you wanted an A-Class for filling it full of millions of children and driving around sensibly, then the old one was better.
Mm. If that's the case, buy a B-Class.
Very true. Exactly. Mm. So yeah, that's my nominee for the one that's actually got worse.
Hello.
That's amazing.
I would say a little dark horse here is the new Lexus IS.
Yeah.
Now, on the face of it, it doesn't look like a big change. The IS is, of course, Lexus's answer to the Merc C-Class and the BMW 3 Series. And in some ways, it's no different. It has the same base petrol engine that's still pretty crap, frankly. But the cabin is a massive step up. There's a new hybrid option. They've sharpened the steering. It looks a lot better and it's much better value than before. And it's now to the point where I would have it over an Audi A4 or almost on par with the BMW 3 Series. Ooh. It was always a pretender and now it's a genuinely good, small luxury car. And it's never been that before to the same degree.
Could you live with those looks though?
Polarizing. And I think it looks good.
I think it looks fantastic in the flesh. We've got one at our work at the moment. A colleague is driving one. And I think especially, and I know I say this all the time, but man, I love it from the rear. I think it looks absolutely sensational. They've kept elements of the design that was from the concept from Paris a couple of years ago, whatever it was, sorry. And the front looks a bit fussy and strange. Even the cabin, I must say, the cabin is quite fussy, but I love it. I think it's a really interesting place to be sitting, especially over a long period of time. I wholeheartedly agree. I think that's a terrific choice. But was the previous one that bad? And I don't know because I haven't driven it.
Yeah, the previous one, the cabin was tiny, not roomy at all, and the design of it wasn't very nice, and it didn't have a hybrid option, and there were a few things wrong with it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a bit of a front runner. A few other options that are better than the previous ones, the Renault Clio, but we didn't really have the full Renault Clio lineup previously, did we?
That's right. We only had the hot one before, and now we have the whole gamut.
Just the hot, nothing wrong with a hot one every now and then. You know what I mean?
Or just continuously.
He's on fire today.
Oh, yeah.
Out of control.
Skoda Octavia, I believe the new one is a great car.
The old one was good too, though.
Yeah, that's true. All right. I'm really throwing up a bunch that are just like...
I reckon the Commodore, the Cerato Coupe and the Lexus IS are a good triumvirate to work on. We want your feedback, though.
Yeah. Please, we would love to hear from you. You can also, as well as texting in now, of course, and we can take your feedback and do something with it. We can also hear from you via our social media channels, which are facebook.com/FenderBenderJoy or twitter.com/FenderBenderJoy. So, let us know what you think about that.
0427JOY949.
Correct.
Or, as if that wasn't enough, 1300JOY949 and speak to the lovely whoever that is on the front desk.
That is a lovely Anthony, so...
I can't actually see from here, that's why. It's not that I'm rude and I don't know anyone's names, Tim. God, how dare you suggest that for even a second? It's true.
Dan is
outrageous.
Okay, I can see you from here. Thank you.
He's waving.
Thanks, Anthony, and I apologise for Dan's embarrassing facial expressions. This is Fender Bender. We've got lots more coming up. We're going to talk next about the Plain Jane, which is probably my most fun award because, you know, I love design. I hate ugly things, so...
Sorry, I'll leave now, shall I?
If you wouldn't mind. This is Fender Bender on Joy 94.9.
You are listening to Fender Bender on Joy 94.9.
That's true. Do fasten your seatbelt. If you're driving a car, if you haven't fastened your seatbelt already, I will call the police. We know where you are. Google told
us. Please text us and let us know if you're driving without a seatbelt and breaking the law by making a text message at the same time.
I still find it funny that there's some states in America where you don't have to wear a seatbelt.
It's just weird, isn't it?
It's very strange.
Are there any states in America where you don't have to wear a crash helmet on a motorbike anymore? Or still? I mean, I don't know.
I do not know.
Because that was for a long time, wasn't it?
Really?
Well, it was all about, you know, personal accountability and freedom and I don't want no government telling me what to do type thing.
That's right. If you fell off your motorbike, if the head trauma didn't kill you, then your handgun and your pocket going off probably would.
God, they'd really think we're quite the nanny state. God, I hate that term. Anyway.
So many nannies.
That's what I thought it was for ages. I didn't know. Anyway, look, you are listening to Fender Bender. My name is Tim Nicholson. I nearly said Dan Nandelson, which is my... it's my... when I was a child, I used to sign my name, and it looked like Dan Nandelson. So sometimes people call me Dan Nandelson.
That is brilliant. That's an inspired bit of trivia about you.
You know, that's
really
all
like
I'm
that.
Going to call you from now on.
You're more than welcome to.
It's
I support
Dan,
Dan
Mike, and Dan as far as I'm concerned from here on in.
The thing.
There is only room for one Dan in this studio.
Oh, look at it.
And it's you. I'm leaving. Bye.
Okay. Weirdos. Now, we're talking cars. We're talking Raddus Car of the Year nominees. We're going through the categories, and we've just had a look at Most Improved. And now we're going to have a look at a Plain Jane / WTF. Now, I cannot say what WTF stands for because it is rude. But kind of a car that's a bit like, oh.
What were they thinking?
Much like the smell of this microphone.
No. Have you got a stinky spoffle?
Is that called a spoffle?
It's called a spoffle, yeah.
Really?
Am I telling Tim Nicholson or Dan, what was it?
Dan Nandelson.
Dan Nandelson. The technical term for that thing. It's called a pop shield or a spoffle.
I knew pop shield.
Oh, all right. Well, suddenly someone's all knowledgeable, isn't it? You know?
I've certainly never put my lips that close to a spoffle. But,
careful, it might spoffle in your face.
And we all know that's not true, Tim.
No, it's not true. What was I doing early? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Oh, my God. Now, look, what were we talking about? Something to do with Plain Jane. That's right. We have got some cars that are minging, okay?
And if your name's Jane, this isn't leveled at you in any way. I just want to clarify that. We just like the rhyming of Plain and Jane.
It's true. And I feel sorry for anyone named Jane. I remember on Neighbours years ago there was a Plain Jane. It's terrible. Anyway.
All right. We're hereby renaming it Plain James.
Oh, my friend James won't like that.
Well, it's tough luck. It's his turn to take the brunt.
That's right.
He's going to
take
it.
That is a fair call, Dan.
Now, I'm going to say, guys, this year I don't think there's been anything that jarring to look at being released. There's nothing that you've gone, oh, God, get me the hell out of away from that thing.
There's been a few concepts.
I could be wrong.
A few concepts, but...
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the Lexus SUV concept.
It's exactly what I was thinking of when
the NX.
And you know what? And I know people have said this, but when I saw it in the flesh at Japan, I thought it looked terrific. I've really come around on that one. I think it looks fantastic.
Interesting. Get out, Tim.
I'll get out. Get out. Little witch. Now, so there are a few options. Some of these will be controversial, and I know that some of you guys won't agree with them. What about the BMW 3 Series GT?
I would agree with that.
Yeah,
I think
agreed.
BMW has... It looks better than the 5 Series GT, but then again, everything does.
Everything.
BMW has really gone hard after these different niche areas of the market, and it's made... It's not quite a station wagon, it's not quite a sedan, it's not a coupe. It's just something else, and it just, for me, is so unresolved. It doesn't work at all.
At all.
I don't know what they're going for. You know, Mercedes is sort of kicking goals, is branching out into CLAs and A-classes and all these really nice small cars, and BMW is inventing niches that did anyone even really ask for? I'm not so sure they're thinking there.
Good point. Yeah, that's my...
Agreed.
Nomination.
But they won't stay like that for long, because, of course, we've got the i3 and the i8 coming, and those are two sensational cars, which will probably get people saying
although,
nice things about
i3,
BMW
of
again.
Course, has a four-star crash rating.
Oh, yeah, that i3... Yeah,
very good. I think I might be unfairly maligning a utilitarian practical car when I say this, but the new Nissan Pathfinder is a little dour. The old one had this kind of rough and ready, you know, boxy, cool look about it. It was the old school SUV. It looked like a macho tough car. It served a purpose. The new one is sort of aimed at a Toyota Kluger. It's softer car base, just to carry the kids around. And it's very good at doing that, and it's well priced. But did they have to make it look so dour? Just because you have three kids and you settle down in the burbs at a white picket fence doesn't mean you have to drive a boring car.
No, I agree.
And the Pathfinder to me is sort of, it's like Nissan saying, meh, give up.
Yeah.
You don't need anything attractive anymore.
That's true.
You just need something serviceable. Well, I say rebel against that.
You say no.
Yes.
It does look, I must say, there's so much glass at the back of that thing. It doesn't look, not the dimensions, something about it, it's just there's too much glass at the back. I don't know, dowdy. I'm not a fan at all. And when they showed the pictures, it's the same thing every time. They showed those pictures a year ago or whatever it was. I was like, that looks all right. I saw it in my flesh, and it was...
tattoo was a mistake, Tim.
It was
a big mistake.
And it's just a shame as well, because I love the current Pathfinder, or the one that they've just replaced. Really boxy, fabulous-looking, you know, off-roader. So, yeah, I'm with you 100% on that one. Now, There is something that you drove, I think, this week, which I just think is dull as dishwater, which is the Suzuki S-Cross.
Yeah, I mean, it is, in a sense. Mm. It's a serviceable little family SUV. It looks okay, in a sense. It's a decent car, but it doesn't exactly inspire. Mm. And I think that raises a wider point. Well, this has been the year of the tiny SUV, hasn't it? We've had the Juke and the Trax and the 2008 and the S-Cross and the EcoSport Ford. All these tiny, tiny, tiny baby-sized shrunken SUVs have come out, and they all look pretty dull. You know, the Juke, not dull, but it certainly looks polarizing, just to be kind.
Yeah.
Why can't car makers make these little SUVs look funky and cool?
It's funny because even with the Holden Trax.
Yeah.
When I first saw that, I thought it looked a little bit like a Daihatsu Terios, that kind of high riding tall boy, the narrow kind of thing. But I saw a black one on the road the other day, and it looked terrific.
I think the Trax is the best looking of the bunch.
Yeah,
it is, because at least it has some pretension to looking a little bit tough, a little bit cool.
Yeah.
The Merc GLA I saw in Germany this year, and that looked fantastic.
Does it?
That's coming next year. That looks really good. But there's not many that look that great.
No.
And I think the Peugeot 2008 would be another one that I would consider, because it's a Peugeot, it's French, it's supposed to look unique and chic and cool, and it just doesn't look like any of those things.
Yeah,
and that doesn't even have the redeeming fact that it drives okay, because it's just horrid to drive as well. So that one's plain in virtually every respect, not just the way it looks.
Yeah, that's true. That might come up in another category.
Yeah, oh dear.
Disappointing. We might just make that up purely for that car. But look, I'm with you. I think that entire category.
Were there any Mitsubishis launched this year? Because the Outlander and the Mirage are both quite dour.
Well, the ASX got a new engine gearbox.
Mm. Yeah, I think the Mirage technically came out in January. Should we put that in there?
Well, let's just look it up. Because if it did, okay. I reckon that's going to have to be in there.
All right, while you're doing that, I've got a suggestion.
Please.
MG6.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Now, the reason for that is that it might not be the... It's just pretty dull car. All right, let's just say that. It is a pretty dull car. But the thing that makes this particularly eligible for this award is that it has come so far from the brand that it used to be. Is that how dare they bring back a car with that wonderful badge that in previous years has produced so many excellent cars. Mm. You know, even when they were just rebadged Rovers with you know, hotter engines in, you know, that they were still decent cars and still considerable. Now, what they've done is they've brought back the MG badge with a car that simply doesn't suit it. And if anyone who has been involved with this company in years past and unfortunately isn't with us anymore, I guarantee they will be spinning furiously in their graves.
Well, it is a Chinese-made practical sedan.
Yeah.
And it costs far too much. It costs more than a Holden Cruise, which is... And I drove one. I can attest to the fact that it's not really a great car by any stretch of the imagination. Far too expensive, and that badge doesn't have the cred that it used to, frankly, because it's been away for so long.
No.
Unless it's adorning the bonnet of a sexy little Cabrio. So I'll totally be with that for Dan.
Yep.
The issue is, no one's going to buy one, so is it even relevant to have it in there?
Well, maybe. But no, I think it deserves a spot. I'm going to throw one more spanner in our works. Sanyong.
Oh, here we go.
Have updated the Stavic, which is widely regarded as the ugliest car ever made. It's a people mover. It's an absolutely hideous monster. They've updated it. There's a new one around, and it is still it's nowhere near as unattractive as the last one, but it's still not a great looking.
Funny thing about Savage is actually a pretty good car. Like, for what it is, the new one is in its 9 seats. It's friggin' massive.
9 seats?
And it's massive, and it costs...
That's a coach, isn't it?
It costs bugger all. Like, you cannot get more space for your money in anything.
Yeah.
So for that, it's great, but it looks pretty...
Yeah.
Pretty awkward.
That's the thing.
To say the least.
And you know, you've got a lot of people movers or SUVs pretending to be people movers or vice versa that just don't look like those old school people movers, like, you know, your Turagos from the 80s or whatever. And that's kind of what this thing really, the shape of it, I guess. But practicality wise, you know, but this category is not about practicality.
So let's nail this thing down there, shall we? Okay. What are we going to have?
I suggest Pathfinder.
Yep.
MG6.
Yep.
How many will I have to have? Let's 3 or 4.
Yeah, let's go 3 or 4.
MG6 Pathfinder. I'm going to go the 3 Series GT. I'm sorry.
Yep. No, I'm totally with you there.
Agreed.
And one of those small SUVs or just the entire category?
I'm not sure we're going to enter an entire class.
If I had to choose one of those, I'd choose the Peugeot 2008.
I support that.
Because French brands are supposed to know better.
Yeah, and it does everything badly.
No, I think it's all right, actually. But we can have that debate another time.
Ooh, we'll have a masturbate.
We have had an email from Sarah saying she keeps seeing an SUV. I think it's a Range Rover with a squished butt, which is ugly, and the visibility out the back has to be terrible. Well, if it's a Range Rover, it could well be either the Evoque or the Range Rover Sport, both of which have tiny letterbox-style rear windows that are indeed very hard to see out of. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, because both the Sport and the Evoque have a lot of admirers as well, but that's the good thing about styling. It's subjective, except in the case of the Mitsubishi Mirage. But I suggest you've probably seen one of those, Range Rover Sport or Range Rover Evoque, which, again, hit and miss. Some people love, some people hate. I happen to really like them.
I'm a big fan.
You know, styling's completely subjective.
It is. And that's why we are telling everyone what they should.
Damn straight.
That's our job.
This isn't a democracy.
No.
Come on.
Now, speaking of, guys, we have come to the end of the show.
Again?
I know. It happens every
outrageous
week.
Outrageous.
Crazy.
Ridiculous.
I know. So, next week, we'll be talking about possibly a few sexy cars and something else. It's going to be very exciting.
Ooh. Yeah. As the year draws to a close.
Yeah. Well, I know. It's very exciting. And then eventually, but by the end of the year, we will know our raddest car of the year.
Yes,
and you
will
too. And you will celebrate. And you'll buy one. Yeah? I think that's it, guys. Thank you so much for being here today.
No, let me stop you. Let me stop you right there, Tim. Thank you. Thank you for having us on
You're
again.
A real piece of work.
I know. Love it.
Have great weeks, guys. Have amazing times.
Yes. Get out and enjoy this weather. We're going to hit straight on to the Joy end of year party, I think.
Joy end of year pasty?
Is that, yeah, that's just wow, a huge
pasty. That pasty is going to be very, very hard and cold by now.
Moist. On that note...
Nicely done. Tim managed to finish a show about gossip and cars with the word moist.
See ya.
What more can you say?
Safe driving, everyone.
This has been a Fender Bender podcast for Joy 94.9, Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station. See joy.org.au for more details.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.